भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। सो वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू। हरे कृष्णा। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू हैव गॉन टू जगन्नाथपुरी? जय हो जगन्नाथ भगवान की। What is this speciality of Jagannath Puri? Prasadam. Very easy to remember. But there are two things which are special about Jagannath Puri. One is Prasadam, no doubt about it. What is second thing? Yeah, I agree with you. But about Jagannath, what is the second thing? No, that is also right. I'm not saying wrong. Are what about Jagannath Darshan? Yes. Two things about Jagannath are important because both of them individually, even one by one also, even individually also, they can take you back to Godhead. That is what is important. So Lord Jagannath Darshan, if one takes, then one can go back to Godhead. It's a long story, but to cut short, this is the form of the Lord in Mahabhav that Narad Muni saw from the sky. And he came down and he was like amazed to see the beautiful form of the Lord. And then he is a devotee who has already attained love of Godhead. He's not like sadhaka or anything. He's like already siddha. So he has love for the Lord. But he felt some different kind of love which he has not experienced before by seeing these forms of the Lord. So he was amazed. Yes, I love the Lord. I feel the love of the Lord. But today after seeing this wonderful form, I am feeling something different. So he came down from the sky because he was going in the sky glorifying the Lord. So he came down and kept on observing the Lord. And he felt more and more of that love which he had not experienced before. So he touched the Lord and the Lord came back to his previous form like Bahya Chetana, you know, external consciousness he attained. Gradually he came out of his internal intense consciousness. And at that time, see how these pure devotees are. Suppose I am in ecstasy, I may forget so many things. Or I am too angry, I may forget so many things. In anger, I may forget to take my keys away from my car. I may forget my passport and go to the airport because I am angry, I forgot. So common things we forget when we are in high emotions of anger, sadness, whatever emotions are extreme conditions. When they become extreme conditions, we forget our normal routine. We forget we are not eaten lunch. Forget we didn't take this one, we didn't take our spectacles with us, all these things we forget. Wallet with us, whatever, eye card with us. But the pure devotees, as much as Radharani, compassion is a predominant feature in their personality. and compassion predominates all their emotions. They may be sad, still their compassion doesn't change. They may be angry, still their compassion may not change. They're very happy for their own self, they are extremely happy, suppose. They are relishing something which is different, which is not describable, which is esoteric, which is extreme. Ati ananda kehte hain usko. Paramananda. If they are experiencing themselves, still they don't forget compassion. That is the beauty of their personality. When one comes to that stage, na, then also one is very close to Radharani. Radharani has that nature of overwhelming compassion comparison to everything else what she has emotionally. So why I told all this to you? Because Narad Muni was himself experiencing something new that day. Something very blissful that day. So he should be lost, na? What do you expect? He should be flying in the sky, you know, reeling, maybe complete. He should forget everything externally. But even though he was enjoying a different kind of happiness, he touched the Lord. Lord came to consciousness. First thing he asked, "My Lord, promise me that you will appear in the same form in the material world." I'm always amazed whenever I tell this story. With this fact, I'm always amazed. How can one be so much compassionate? Constantly he's thinking of those fallen conditioned souls who are suffering in the material world. And as soon as something good happens, you want to transfer to those people. Like suppose you get some extraordinary prasad, which no one generally gets. The first thing, you will not just gulp it in the mouth. You just keep a morsel and keep for your wife, keep for your son, keep for your mother, keep for your sister, keep for your beloved. Because you love them, you want to share the best thing with them. So because he loves all those people, the first best thing he gets, he feels this should be for them also. So what Lord, he said, "You please come." Why? Because I, having love for you, felt some different love for you when you were in this particular form, which is not there now. He has already come back. So I want you to come in that form in the material world, so that when people come to see you, they will develop the same love which I developed. And by that way, they will be delivered. So promise me, my Lord. Promise me that whatever you showed me, you will appear in the same form. That is why Lord Jagannath is here. So that's why his darshan is the source of developing love. And we should not forget that. So when we check Jagannath Puri Yatra, na, as a Yatra management, we only focus on two things. One thing, they should all take darshan properly. So whether they can go in 20 people's batch or 10 people's batch, that we decide accordingly. But the principle is that a panda will go with them and he will take them right inside, enough time inside, they can touch the body of the Lord, they can all get mercy in the inside, and then they can come out and they will be relieved at the gate, and at the time new batch is ready there, take inside. So it takes one full day for us in the batch of 200. Because 10 times, suppose 1 hour each batch takes. So it's a 10-hour affair. He goes in, he gives them darshan, he comes back, new batch goes in, the old batch goes out, and that way whole day the darshan goes on. And everybody who comes, and we ask them in the feedback meeting, "So what do you remember?" They will say darshan and prasad. Rest all things they like very much. All pastimes, all places. But highlight, striking, overwhelming, unforgettable is what? Darshan and prasadam. And then we make sure that whatever we do, once a day, full stomach, Jagannath direct Mahaprasad should be available. And the instruction to everybody is that nobody should say no for anything. Whatever items you ordered should be given unlimitedly. Whoever wants to eat, how much ever he wants to eat, he should be given. And those two things we assure, and people are fully satisfied. And then they go. So one thing is darshan. Huh? Now in darshan, what all you will see? How many of you have seen a red color inner ring in the eyes of Jagannath? Anybody has seen? You can see here also. Each and every Jagannath Muri, whenever it is carved, they will draw that. Huh? What is that red ring? Any idea? Anybody has any idea? All of your mothers, most of you? Like you are also mother. You have a baby right in your hand. Right in your hand. Just see. Do you get tired to see your baby anytime? Are you can keep the baby continuous 48 hours in front of mother. The mother will never get bored. In fact, the more hours you keep, the more love will erupt in the heart. And the baby is feeding, I mean getting fed, or getting sleeping in the lap, or whatever the baby is doing, the mother can never get tired. She will go on looking and looking and looking, and she'll go on getting more and more and more love for the baby. But you have to all know, all mothers, that when that happens, in your, Mataji is not listening, when you see your baby with great love, that time your white part of the eye is bordered with red color ring. That you have to go down and see. Only husband can do that maybe. So, but you can appreciate that when the mother is filled with love for the child. And usko na English mein word nahi hai. Usko Hindi mein word hai niharna. Jab maa apne baby ko niharti hai. Prem se. So that time, there's a red color inner circle develops within your eye. That is, in the medical language, it's on the sclera, on the white part. There's a red circle inside. Only because of love it can come. So what is the significance of that red ring in the eyes of Jagannath? He is observing all of us with so much of love, the way the mother observes the child. That's why there's a constant red ring in the eyes of Jagannath. So Jagannath is a very unique Lord. He's not routine kind of Lord, you know. Four-armed. Even Narsingh Bhagavan is a very unusual kind of Lord. Half man, half lion. But still, this one is extremely amazing. Everybody asks, you know, ki, why no hands, no legs? What is this? No palms. Very unusual Lord. But without going in that long story, which will take maybe 1 hour minimum for one story, what is important is this form of the Lord is Mahabhav of Radharani that he has accepted to himself. That Mahabhav develops from Radharani. Radharani is the source of that Mahabhav. And from her, Krishna receives it. And because Krishna receives it, when they combine together, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is formed. I mean, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes. So he also has it. Because he is Radharani's Bhav, having Krishna having Radharani's Bhav. That's why he also has it. Except these three personalities, there is nobody who has Mahabhav. You can imagine that. And what you see, we can understand what Mahabhav is. Mahabhav is only good theoretically. We can go on explaining theoretically. And you will say, yes, yes, yes. But nobody will understand. Neither I will understand, even if I am telling you. Because something which is not philosophically to be understood. It is something to be understood by heart. And that little bhav you have, you can understand what is Mahabhav, which you cannot ever have. But you can at least have a glimpse of understanding. So this form of the Lord is Radharani's Mahabhav manifested in the body of Lord. And when Mahabhav is accepted by the Lord, what happens to him is in front of you. And all of you should know that this form is not just, you know, Krishna was standing there and suddenly he became like this. No. The real story is he was standing there listening to his katha. There were lots of transformations for a long time taking place in his body. In fact, his legs and hands became very long, 25 feet long from his body. For each joint had 6 inches of gaps in between. In ecstasy. Like our joints are connected, no? But suppose your elbow joint has 6 gap now. It suddenly becomes 6. So your hand will become long, no? Then your wrist will have 6 gap. Then your every tarsals, metatarsals, bones have 6. So what will happen? Your fingers will become 3, and your hand will become 6, and your legs will become 10. Because each one will have 6 inches gap in between. So how will you look? So like that kind of transformations were taking place in the body of the Lord. He became long, he became short. One time his hands went inside, one legs inside. One time his smile became up to the ears and eyes became up to the ears. And all kinds of changing emotions manifested in the body of the Lord. Hare Krishna. And finally, when there is a discussion about Radharani and Lord's pastimes with her, that time Mahabhava erupted. So it's not straight Krishna two-armed and straight Jagannath form, no. There is a transitional situation which is quite elaborate as the kathas were described from childhood pastimes, Gaucharan, Makhan Chori, then different emotions erupted and different transformation took place. And finally Ras Lila began and those intimate pastimes began. That time by the thoughts of Radharani and her feelings and love, final change occurred. And that remained steady because when Radharani's thought comes, na, there is no changeable situation. It is like peak. And the peak doesn't come back to normalcy. So when Radharani's bhav arrived, then this form took place. There's no palms, only one side of the arm. There's no second, you know, elbow and forearm. No legs. It's all gone inside the body. Big eyes open. Although you're unconscious, big smile. It's not a steady smile. It's constant smile. It's not like a picture. Like when I smile, it may look same. But the activity is on, you know. Is that right? Activity is on. So like that, there was a continuously on smile. Open eyes. And he was still unconscious in ecstasy. Very difficult to understand. It's not understandable by common words. But that is the form of the Lord. So when we see the Lord, if you know all these things, you'll see him always carefully. Let's see his love through the eyes. Red ring is there inside. Look at this form. This is Radharani's Mahabhav manifested in the body of Krishna. So it's wonderful to observe Jagannath. So we have to learn to observe Jagannath the way he observes you with so much love. The constancy, consistency and deep love, vatsalya, that he will look at you. One day you have to learn to look at him that same way. Then that love will erupt. It's not a mechanical affair anyways. But there is a causeless mercy also involved in this. Even if mechanically one goes, he will capture such kripa from the Lord. Because I know, I have taken many people to Jagannath Puri. Okay? And some of those were my friends, my brothers, my in-laws, like that, you know. And we have to just, you know, sometimes request them again and again, then they will come. And believe me, one of my brother and my in-laws, they fell in love with Jagannath. And that time only when they came, they bought the deity of Jagannath and they put it in their house. And like devotees talk, na? Like that they talk about Jagannath. It's like a family member. He's not just like a showpiece in the cupboard. They have him at home. They feel that he is at home. So I have seen this amazing situation that Jagannath, how he captures their heart. In the initial stage, they must have observed him as casually. But that casual observance also has changed their heart. And they felt like having the deity at home. See, for a common person, society man, community man, it's not a common concept to have some deity at home, some temple at home. All of us, we have a photograph hanging on the wall and we move Agarbatti, that's all. Only ISKCON devotees have a concept of having temple, having deities, and the senior will tell you, this is not the right time, you have to prepare yourself to have them at home, and then you make these arrangements, and this level should be this one, and next level, and next level, and this is how you should worship, and when you are able to do all these things, then only bring them at home. And you decide, okay, I can do all that, then make a temple like this. then bring them, have a welcome ceremony, call everybody, do abhishek, pushpa abhishek or panchamruta abhishek. This is how we have deities at home. So it's an elaborate procedure. And when the relatives come home, they feel, wow, so much you do. When you do all these things? Like that they ask. So they don't want to have that. No, they are scared. We can't do all these things. So such people, to feel like buying a deity of Jagannath and keeping it home for worshipping is a great thing. And what is it, why it is happening? Because it is causeless mercy of Lord Jagannath. When you haven't invested anything, it's a free gift is coming to you. What if you invest your heart in Jagannath? Then what will happen to your life? At least we should think like this. If so much causeless mercy is there, one person already has, when you don't know him also, you have never seen him, Narad Muni. He's already made an arrangement for you, much before you were born. Right? Just see. Today also I have not seen Narad Muni. But that Narad Muni has made an arrangement for me by his conscious remembrance that I am enjoying something that must be shared with all everybody. So without forgetting, he asked for the Lord the benediction, and because he was a pure devotee, the Lord said, okay, because you say, I come. And his compassion is now sufficient for all time to come. He didn't say, okay, I'll come, only 1 year I'll stay, then I'll go back. I can't stay any more than that. No, he's always constantly shining there. Is it not amazing actually? When that thing happened, how the Lord remembered his promise and how he appeared in a very unusual form at the 51st year beginning of Brahma's life. It's, everything is amazing about Jagannath. Nothing is simple. Now I'll tell you a story of Jagannath Prasad. And I love to tell this story. You will hear it again and again from internet, but I will still tell you one more. Okay. So I went to Jagannath Puri 2-3 days earlier than our yatra was beginning. So I had to prepare and everything. So I went. And naturally, my desire is that as soon as I go, the first meal should be Jagannath Mahaprasad. So already we have made arrangements. And that fellow comes, a typical fellow, you know. He has got a big tokri, big basket on his head. And there are nice earthen pots filled with four, five items, whatever is enough for your meal. So he comes as soon as I come, and he puts his basket down, and I see something like, you know, double the size of this, maybe 2.5 times. This is how much? 200 ml? So you can say 500 ml. 2.5 times. That kind of pot is there. And one has rice, one has dal, one has sabji, 2 sabjis, and 1 sweet is there. So I said, Maharaji, how can it be sufficient for 15 people? There are 15 people coming for advance party. So he's telling me coolly, sir, you eat. You eat to your heart's content. Let everybody eat. If it's faultless, I'll bring. But first, though, you eat, no? Why don't you eat? I said, okay. Because I was worried about my brother. You know, my brother, what to tell you about my brother? My brother who actually fell in love with Jagannath. I'm talking about him. After having a gala heavy meal. What is the meaning of gala heavy meal? How many chapatis? Any idea? Something like 15, 16, 18 chapatis. And then proportionately sabji, then proportionately rice and proportionately dal. And like that is called gala meal, which he used to have. And after that, he used to have bet on rasagulla and gulab jamun. And 48 gulab jamuns he eats in his young age. He was coming by the next flight. So I said, I will to manage, but what about him? It's not going to be enough. And I ate to my heart's content from that, whatever I wanted. Okay? Then all of them came. Brother also came. And everybody ate to heart's content. And he also ate to heart's content. And still it was remaining in the pot. This miracle I have not experienced once, many times, but this is a distinct memory I have got. So your understanding is that this pot, how much it will be sufficient? And he has so much faith, you know, that simple looking man who brought, he's a carrier only, but he's Jagannath Puri Vasi. And he says, sir, you eat. After we'll say, I'll go back and take again. And finally, I was telling her, eat, eat, why don't you eat? He said, how much to eat? I'm full. Now, what to do with this remaining? He said, distribute to the hotel employees and we distribute it. So then I realized that Jagannath Puri Mahaprasad is complete and it will never be not enough. You will never feel that, oh, I was hungry, I didn't feel satisfied, I could have eaten more, but it was not there only. It will never happen like this. Then that was all right. Then I was okay, I'm very happy to see the miracle. After 3 days, the whole party came. 200 something people came. And then I was thinking that, we'll give one meal to them, and that meal should be at 8 p.m. in the evening, because we can't get lunch because our lunch time is 1 o'clock. But lunch time, they take out the prasad, it comes out, by the time it comes out, is 3:30 p.m. So we cannot feed lunch to 3:30 p.m. No? It's like, it should be some schedule. So what we told our cook that, okay, breakfast and lunch you cook, and dinner we will take that. But the logical mind, who is a medical mind and a healthy, health conscious mind, would feel that 1 o'clock offered food comes out at 3:30 and comes to you at 8 p.m., what will it be? What will it be? What will it be? One is spoiled. Another? Huh? Cold. Are first thing cold na baba. 1 hour ke baad mein what happens? It becomes cold first. And then it becomes stale after that. And then it starts smelling. It's all later on. But the first and foremost thing is, even if it stays well, it will be cold na. So people will feel that, अरे हाँ ठीक है बाबा जगन्नाथ प्रसाद में ठंडा है कैसे खाएंगे उसको. सो आई वॉज हैविंग दैट सेंस इन माइंड कि अरे राइस विल बी कोल्ड, दाल विल बी कोल्ड, सब्जी विल बी कोल्ड, एवरीथिंग विल बी कोल्ड. हाउ विल पीपल रिलिश? मे बी दे विल क्रिटिसाइज एंड दे विल गेट ऑफेंस टू जगन्नाथ प्रसाद. सो वॉट टू डू? सो आई टोल्ड द कुक कि एक यू डू वन थिंग, यू मेक वन हॉट क्लियर सूप. सो यू नो दे कैन टेक द कोल्ड कोल्ड प्रसाद एंड इन बिटवीन ड्रिंक हॉट हॉट सूप. And order achar, so that cold food, they may want good fire, so achar will create the fire. And thing will be matched. So it's like my city intelligence, you know. I felt I'm a doctor, so I know all this logistics inside, what's happening. So this will be perfect arrangement. And the Goswami, Panda came to know that I have made this arrangement. Because cook was his only, na? The cook was given by him only. So he informed ki, so this is ordered. I mean, casually he didn't do any gossip. He just casually told ki, I've been ordered to make this and all. So he was very upset. He came straight to me and said, how can you order something like this when Jagannath Prasad is coming? When Jagannath Prasad comes, it is a complete meal. You don't need supplement from Mumbai. Like achar or hot soup or digestive or some mukwas or something. He said, when Jagannath Prasad comes, you have to eat only Jagannath Prasad. It's complete in itself. So, with the fear of offense, I immediately cancelled the order. I said, Baba, I don't want to offend the Panda. It's okay. Everybody can eat whatever comes. Let Lord Jagannath decide. But worry was there that it will be cold, cold, cold. And then 8 p.m. everybody came to Prasad. And we had already given lecture and, you know, all glorifications and everything was ready. Everybody was like quite anticipative mood. Something extraordinary is going to happen now. And I am worried that it will be cold. Now they will react to it. And believe me, only one, two service was done. One, two servings were done. And whatever was being served was hot, like freshly made. Everything was hot. Rice was hot till the last moment. We go on digging. All hot and hot. Fuming rice was coming out. Dal was same way. Sabji was same way. Everything was hot. And again, same thing happened. I told him, this much pots were there, you know, this much pots, the earthen pots. And we had 200 people. I said, it will not be sufficient. He said, sir, you eat, I will bring more. And even that remained. That remained. And not on one day, every day it remained. He said, let it remain, you can distribute, but it will not fall less. And these things devotees experience every day. And I was so much happy that my stupid idea of soup and achar failed. I was so happy that it failed. The Lord saved me. To show His glory of His prasad, the Lord saved me actually. So now you tell me, if somebody has experienced this, there is no more logic involved in there afterwards. There is no more, you know, arguments or, you know, vaad-vivaad. Nothing is there. It's all beyond conviction. No jugglery of words can defeat it. Because the experience is here. Things here cannot defeat things which are here. Right? Intellectual things cannot defeat things in the heart. Heart is supreme. So such are the unlimited glories of prasadam, of Jagannath Puri. So what I want to tell you is that that's why Jagannath Puri is adbhut, amazing, most amazing place. The Lord is exhibiting the most amazing pastimes, you know. Then one lady came, old lady one time, and she wanted to offer khichdi. She was a Muslim lady, Karma Bai, and she wanted to offer khichdi for Jagannath. And the pujaris were very upset because she's not a Brahmin or something, or not even, you know, worthy of anything. So they chased her away. And then that time only bhog time was there, Rajbhog time. So they offered big pots, earthen pots, right from fire to the altar, straight. And closed the curtain, rang the bell. And Jagannath was, his heart melted with the devotion of that old lady. He wanted to eat that khichdi. So as soon as curtains closed, Jagannath ran away from there. And he straight went to the border of Jagannath Puri, where this old lady was sitting and crying, where she stayed, you know. And he went there as a young boy and he said, "I'm very hungry. Is there anything to eat, please?" He said, "Yes, hot khichdi is there. You want to eat that?" So he said, "Yes, I want to eat." And Lord Jagannath, as a baby boy, sat on the ground and he was so happy with the khichdi that he ate khichdi with both the hands. He was so happy. And plus also we had to go early also, because, you know, there's some time limit, na? It's not like you and me. He calls me for lunch and I will sit for 1 hour and eat. But poor Lord always has a fixed time. He has to eat in 25 minutes only. Is it not true? We have made the regulation. Even if you like and you want to eat more, whatever you want to do, do in 25 minutes. Because I'm going to ring the bell and take the plate away. So he's eating with both the hands. And he was absorbed completely in ecstasy, enjoying the love of that old lady. With so much of love she was feeding. And she was right there in front of him. And her bell rang there. The bell rang there. There's some time. Bell is ringing also, it takes some time. And after that, you go inside and then you open and they take the plate away. So as soon as the bell rang, the Lord just ran and jumped and stood there. So they rang the bell and opened the door. And they saw that khichdi was there in the hands of the Lord and also in the mouth of the Lord. And there was no khichdi in any item there. So they're wondering what happened. How this khichdi, which is not anyway, Lord is personal, so he may pick up something and eat. But what I expect is that something which is there in my pots is expected to be there on the mouth or hand. Not that what is not there. So where did he eat all these things? So they were very puzzled. So they were searching, and they found out that this old lady whom they rejected had that khichdi in her house. And they asked, what happened? So she said, "You all guys rejected me." And the boy came to my house. He was hungry. He was a very beautiful boy. He is a very attractive, charming boy. He said, I'm hungry. So immediately I offered this khichdi to him. And suddenly he ran away. I don't know why he ran away. He was eating with both the hands. That time they understood, we rejected this lady. And who cares? Lord doesn't care what we do. Lord went to our house and ate. Please keep that tray down. Please keep that tray down. So the Lord was, then they were convinced that you can't reject somebody like that. So they called her and said, from today onwards, you cook khichdi and we'll offer to the Lord. So Karma Bai offered khichdi to Lord every single day till the end of her life. And thereafter, her son was allowed to do that. And till today, from that vamsha, the khichdi comes to the Lord and offered to the Lord. Just see, the love of the Lord. And such are many stories there, how Lord is so personal, how he leaves the altar and goes to meet his devotees, how he expresses love. Now I will tell you within the limited time one nice story. Jagannath Puri has unlimited stories, not one story or two story. But if we tell so many stories, then you will become khichdi in your mind, you know, and you will not remember anything. So let us tell one story nicely, and all of you, I hope you will remember that story. That story is Bandhu Mohanty. Mohanty is an Odia surname, you know, Mohanty. So his name is Bandhu Mohanty. So Bandhu Mohanty is a very poor man, ardent devotee of Lord Jagannath. He has something like this in his house, nice temple, you know. But very simple-hearted and ardent devotee of Lord Jagannath. And he had some small business of something he would buy and he would sell and make some profit and maintain his family. And every day morning, he would, before going out, he would tell the account to the Lord. Yesterday's saving was so much, after expenses, profit, then expenses of home, then remaining. And then in the evening, he will come and tell the Lord that I had this much, I purchased this much, I sold this much, and this is in my hand now, and this is a profit. And then he would buy household things, and then remaining, again next day he would use. But every morning and evening he will give report. Beginning report, end report. Beginning stock, close stocks. So share market, beginning stocks, end stocks. And he was doing it every day religiously. And you know, not even one thing here and there, with so much of faith and no cheating, very honest person. And what happened was, gradually the way the world is now having recession. There was recession in his business. Whatever little business he was doing. And gradually whatever he was telling, the amount was decreasing. Beginning amount, beginning stocks and closing stocks. And very less sales and everything was just collapsing. So one day everything finished. Nothing is there to report only. There's nothing to buy, nothing to sell, what to do? Nothing to eat also. So wife said, what to do now? So he said, let us go to Jagannath Puri and ask our Lord, why is he doing like this? So they said, okay, we'll go. So wife and children packed some things like luggage and started walking Jagannath Puri. No money, only walking barefoot. Walking, I think they walked 3 days. And they came to Jagannath Puri, children were crying and they were also hypoglycemic. That means they were very weak because of hunger. They were trembling. And somehow father had nothing to give. So sometimes, you know, when you're too hungry, what happens to you? You feel sleepy and you sleep. This happens many times. You're too hungry, you feel so drowsy that you go to sleep. His body is also reacting in a particular way to save yourself. So you go to sleep, the minimal requirement of calorie. So you may not require so much food to eat. You can just lie down and forget about it. So the boy, baby, children were very, hungry. So they went to sleep. And on the road only they went to sleep. And he was hungry. So all of them went to sleep on the road. After 3 days, Jagannath temple was closed by that time when they reached. So if you want to go to temple and talk to Lord also, it's like temple is closed. So tomorrow morning only we can go and have darshan. They're sleeping on the road, hungry, and suddenly a boy came with a golden plate in his hand, filled with prasad of Jagannath, filled with the most wonderful, unbelievable, unachievable by common man. It was filled with that. It was a big golden, what is a big plate? Like we offer Radhashtami, 55 items in one long plate. So huge, what do you call, parath? Something like that, big one. And he's asking, Bandhu Mohanty, who is Bandhu Mohanty? Anybody Bandhu Mohanty here? Anybody Bandhu Mohanty? So Bandhu Mohanty sort of woke up from sleep. So who is calling me? In the dark, it's like you can't even appreciate the color of the boy or how he looks and all. But he's like having feta, like a village boy, he looks, a very simple village looking boy, but having a golden plate in the hand with lots of prasad. So finally he said, yes, I am Bandhu Mohanty. He said, you are Bandhu Mohanty? The pujari of Jagannath temple has sent prasad for you. someone told him that you are hungry. So I have brought prasad for you. So please have this prasad and I will come little later to take the plate. But don't worry, take your time. I'll come. Now he woke up, children, hey, wake up, prasad, prasad. So children immediately got up, you know, because they're hungry. So everybody just got up, you saw, wow, so much of wonderful prasadam is there. Nice fragrance and beautiful quantity, like, so everybody just, you know, devoured everything. Within no time, they were like filled with prasad and they were so happy, so blissful after so many days. They had such good prasad of so much variety. And then after they were like so happy while eating, they didn't bother, you know, who brought it, how it came in the night and what happened. But after they finished the prasad, they were happy. They started asking, so who brought it? So Vande Mohanty said, one boy came. He was a very beautiful boy, very attractive, charming boy. And he said, he will come back. So he said, hey, I want to serve you. All of us want to meet him. So they are waiting, and getting middle of the night, he's not coming only. So Vande Mohanty says, okay, don't worry, you sleep. We will meet him in the morning. Anyway, he has to come to bring the plate. Now, night, they can't even make out, is a golden plate or silver plate or aluminum plate. And nobody wants to see what plate it is. But you don't eat the plate, you eat the food in the plate. And they are hungry, so they are focused on the food. So they ate the prasad. And now what to do? So they put the plate like this down and used it as a pillow. And all of them slept in four directions, please. And they slept. And soon it was dawn. And soon it was day. And Jagannath, you know, hardly sleeps. He's, you know, in season though, he's only 1 hour in the festive season. Other times only 2-3 hours only. You know, 1 o'clock he is put up to sleep and 3:30 again they wake him up. So hardly any time he sleeps. So early morning they went to wake up the Lord and they saw the gold plate missing. The big gold plate missing is not a joke. So immediately it was reported to the king. The king is the custodian of the temple. So King Gajapati was informed that there's a robbery in the temple, inside the temple. And so immediately he said, all soldiers, all police immediately go out and before the thief goes out of Jagannath Puri, catch him. So they all ran in four directions and they're searching everywhere. Nobody could go out without checking, you know, without getting frisked. And finally they came up to Vande Mohanty. And Vande Mohanty had put a cloth and on that and they had slept. So final person was like, hey, wake up, who are you? So he woke up, you know, and said, from where have you come? And while this discussion was going on, the plate was exposed, you know. And they understood, this is the plate for which we are searching. So they immediately got the plate in hand and they arrested everybody. And they put them in jail. Because, see, the story may be anything, or you may paint a very nice story, very emotional story, who cares? The thing is lost, thing is found with you, rare-handed, you are in jail. So there is no question of you arguing and you having lawyer with you and anything, nothing happens there. So we are put in jail and it was reported that we found the plate and the so-and-so person was on the road, he had come from far distance, he had stolen. They didn't even think, poor fellows, foolish fellows, that how this person could have entered the DT room. Some logic has to be, suppose your house is locked from all sides, huh? And some gold in your house is found in my pocket. But you should think, Naki, house is locked, how he has gone inside, and is it how logically he can go inside when locked door is there? So similarly, when everything is locked in the night time, how this person coming from out of the village, walking 3 days, such far village, how he knows where is temple room and where is store and where is the whole thing, how will he know? But, oh, Kasaratana, police doesn't have much brain. They find the material, they found the person who has the material, they put one and one to two and they put him in the jail. And then the court will see, apna kaam ho gaya. But after going to jail, it is assured that they will get food 3 times a day. So 1 day passes. Early morning they are caught. So they get breakfast, lunch and dinner. And they are wondering, they are telling everybody, we didn't steal it. They are telling, one boy came and he gave and he woke us up in the night and we were hungry, so we couldn't make out how that boy was, and he came and he told us, he's for you. And so we ate and we were searching for him, but he didn't come back. He said, wow, very wonderful story. Nice story you are making. You are a very clever man. But we are not going to get fooled by the story. Be in the jail, we'll punish you. So that 3 times meal they got in the jail, and they're trying to tell everybody, Kari, I am simple man. No, no, all simple men are, all are men simple only. All those who are in jail, they become simple only. There, nobody is thief here. They don't think we are thieves. And they also slept. King was happy that he found a plate. King also slept. In the night, Lord Jagannath came in the dream of the king. And he scolded him. How dare you arrest my devotee? Bandhu Mohanty is my devotee. I personally went in the middle of the night with the plate full of prasadam. I woke him up. I served him. It was me who took the plate from the altar. I filled the prasadam. And I told him, I'll come later on. I didn't go myself. So what will he do with the plate? He will wait for me only. I didn't go. Go and release him. My God, king trembled in the middle of the night. My God, what kind of a dream it is. Lord is coming personally and scolding me like anything. The king was so scared. He woke up and ran personally. He didn't tell, oh, come here. He didn't clap. Then they immediately go, yes, sir, what to do? No, he went himself running to the jail. He said, wake up, woke everybody up. Open the door and release that person. And the Lord also instructed him, you release him and give him a good palace to stay. And make sure that till the end of his life, of his all family members, you serve him my Mahaprasadam every day as many times as he wants. This is my order. The king went running and fell at the feet of the prisoner. The jailer is wondering what's happening to the king. Has he gone mad or something like that? We arrested this man and we found a material which was robbed. And if we find in the middle of the night, king has gone mad or what, something he has drunk or what, he's falling at the feet and begging forgiveness. And Bandhu Mohanty, you can imagine what is his position. He was so embarrassed. What's happened suddenly? Now I was arrested, twisted and brought in the jail, locked inside, and now the king is coming and begging pardon from me. And then he really respectfully called palanquin, and all these children and wife and Bandhu Mohanty were put in palanquin. And king already decided in the mind on the way only which palace to give him. He instructed, and filled the palace and decorated the palace and said, go, this is your house from today onwards. Please stay here and we will make sure that you will get prasadam every single day as many times as you want. And then the end of life, he ate Jagannath Mahaprasad. But one thing you should note very carefully. Every single time, from the first time, after going to the palace, after being worshipped by the king, after being honored by the king, for the first time when the plate came, the first thing what he did was, he went out of the palace and said, anybody is hungry? Anybody is hungry? I will serve prasad to you. Every single time he would do that. And then he would eat. That is called character, you know. You may be poor, you may be hungry, you may be having no money. But that's not important. What is important is the character of the person. So he didn't say, forget everybody. You are getting to eat. Forget everybody. No. When he came to know, okay, now I am assured. I don't have to worry about it. Still he would not eat. He would, even his children would wait. And he would serve everybody or whoever wants to eat. And then all of them will happily relish the prasadam of Jagannath. Now, you've heard the story, now you're hearing for a long time now. But the question which came to my mind, that why did Lord made his business flop? Why did Lord allow it to happen? He's a devotee, no? He's a nice devotee, sincere devotee. Lord should have maintained him nicely. But Lord was so pleased with his devotion that Lord wanted to give him real mercy. So he made his business flop. He made him hungry. He made him leave his home, stop his business and come walking to Jagannath Puri. You missed that, but I'll repeat for you again. Huh? The thing is that his business flopped, na? Bandhu Mohanty's business flopped. So logically we think, why the Lord is always troubling his devotees? They're so nice people, they're serving him, but Lord will make them suffer and suffer and suffer. Why is he doing like that? To such an extent that there is not a single grain to eat at home. People lose faith in devotion. No? People lose faith. Even Dharmaraj and Pandavas told Gopakumar the same thing. They said, we are not good devotees because see our life, one day we are in forest, one day we are in gambling, one day we are losing everything, one day we are incognito as Brahmins, one day, what is our life? People will not get inspired looking at our life. They will not like to live life of ours. It's not very inspiring. So you go to Prahlad, he's a great devotee. And Prahlad says, I'm a demon, I am no kula, I'm not a good kul, I'm bad kul, rakshas kul. So, like that, why does the Lord do such things to his devotees? What he did to Prahlad, what Prahlad went through, what Pandavas went through, what Kunti went through, what Bhishmadev went through. See, only troubles and troubles and troubles. But when you hear the full story of Bandhu Moti, then you understand that Lord purposely made his business flop so that he can give shelter to Bandhu Mohanty in his very kingdom of Jagannath Puri, and he will feed him fully with sumptuous Jagannath Prasadam. The Lord wanted to actually reward Bandhu Mohanty for all his wonderful services that he had done with great devotion. So it may appear that he was harassed. He was not harassed. It was a big, nice plan of the Lord to bring him more close and to shower him with his mercy and to show real reward of devotion that he had. If business would have gone nicely, Bandhu Mohanty wouldn't have thought, "Hurry, Abhi, let's go to the Lord only, what to do now? Everything is going fine, so he would have remained there only till the end of his life." Then he wouldn't have stayed in Jagannath Puri, Dham Vas wouldn't have been there, this miracle wouldn't have happened. The darshan of the Lord, that Lord gave him darshan na, in the small boy. So he also realized that boy was Jagannath only. Finally, when the whole story was revealed to him also, aisa ho gaya, aisa ho gaya, he came to know that boy in the night, although it was night, I couldn't see him so much, but his beauty was extraordinary. And then he understood by the king's story, everything came to know finally, he came to know. He realized that Lord Jagannath himself came. If his business would have run nicely, would he have got the darshan of Jagannath like this? Not possible. So we may think so many times in life, so many bad things are happening. I'm chanting Hare Krishna. I'm such a sincere devotee. I'm not a cheater. I'm not an insincere person. But why the Lord is doing so many things for me? The answer is that there is something great plan being cooked. That time Bandhu Mohanty did not know. Because of all these things, I will get darshan of Lord Jagannath. I will go to Jagannath Puri. He will come with golden plate and I will eat and I will be arrested and I will be getting 3 times food assured in the jail, and the king will come running and he will worship me and he will give me a palace and he will assure me of 3 times prasadam. Nothing he was knowing. It was revealed slowly, slowly, step by step. But he never complained. When he was arrested, he never complained. Never he complained. He never had bad feeling. Why, my Lord, my business is being flopped? What is the use of my devotion to you? Just to become hungry, I am worshipping you? This is the fate of your devotees? Why should anybody worship you? Because this is what is happening to me. I don't think anybody should worship you, because whoever worships you, you will make him miserable. So better I tell everybody, stop worshipping Lord. Because this is what he does to everybody who worships him. Who is a fool anymore who will worship him? He didn't say any of these things. They're all my dialogues, written by me. He didn't say anything of this. He had full faith that I may not understand what is happening now, but I know for sure that my Lord loves me and he will do only good thing for me. How it is good, I may not understand now, but I will understand in the course of time. It will be revealed. But I have full faith that my Lord will not do anything bad for me. If I love him, he loves me. Why he'll do bad for me? It, out of my ignorance of the reality, I may feel that it is bad for me, but it is just a phase. Isn't that true that phase went away? He had to walk hungry stomach. That phase went away. He got food. One time Lord personally fed him. Then the prisoner, jailers fed him 3 times a day. And the king came running and assured for the whole lifetime food. So there's nothing to repent. He neither repented when he was hungry, and nor he didn't say, Okay, but finally you gave me food. But what about those days? I was so hungry. I'm suffering so much. I suffered so much. This is not good, my Lord. You made me wait for such a long time. No, he didn't say this also. So we should always have faith. Bandhu Mehante had that faith. That whatever happens, happens for good. There's nothing to regret. There's always, everything is to be rejoiced. Everything is wonderful by the arrangement of the Lord, because soon the Lord will reveal His glories. And Bandhu Mohanty's example is a perfect example. So you will say, "Are, I am not Bandhu Mohanty. He is Bandhu Mohanty, Baba. I am not Bandhu Mohanty. I don't have his consciousness. I am not a devotee like him. I can't, you know, bear all these inconveniences." No, we hear this story to draw inspiration from Bandhu Mohanty. I don't have, but I can draw inspiration from Bandhu Mohanty. He will, by his example, he is inspiring me. And my faith is becoming stronger. That is a matter of time. I am undergoing difficulties. I am undergoing failures. And I am undergoing recession. And I am undergoing destruction in my business. But because the business was destroyed, he could get the Lord and his mercy. So, Bandhu Mohanty's story is a very inspiring story actually. Because he gives such hope. You have to just wait patiently in life. Things will pass. Nothing stays here permanently. Your happiness doesn't stay permanently. Your miseries even don't stay permanently. Everything changes here. Nothing is permanent here. The wise who knows this will watch all those impermanent things coming and going, happiness coming and going, miseries beginning and ending. He is just observing. Wonderful. I knew that it has beginning, it has an end. And I also know that wise men do not take so much interest in those things which begin and end. Adyantu vantu komteya na teshu ramate buddha. Buddha means intelligent men do not take interest in those things which are beginning and ending. They only take interest in those things which are permanent. And that is the Lord and His bhakti and seva. Such is the word Lord, Jagannath. One of His nature is that He is very responsive. Very, very responsive. He was the only Lord one time who was embracing everybody in the middle of the night in happiness. He would get down, one step down from His altar and embrace everybody, you know. But then some people did something wrong and then the government stopped it. But we are the fortunate people. We have embraced Him many times on the chariot. My God, I can't imagine the experience, you know. We embrace Subhadra, we embrace Balram, we embrace Jagannath. One Rath Yatra, I massaged Jagannath's body on the chariot for 2.5 hours before Rath Yatra began. Through some contact, it let me go up, you know, and I was like, I was watching, there were 10 lakh people on the road. You could see till Gundicha, you know, like only heads and black color. So many people. So I was feeling, my God, I'm on the chariot massaging Lord's body. Everybody is struggling in the crowd. So I prayed for everybody while I was massaging the body. I prayed for every single person who was not on chariot but standing in there. So a wonderful feeling it was. And finally, of course, the Rath Yatra time began. The king's time came to arrive there. So they told us, please get down. So I got down. Still that scene is in front of my eyes. I was on chariot and big body of the Lord. I don't know what I was massaging with it. Whether left side or right side or what I was massaging, I don't know. But I was massaging the lower part of his body. And such an experience it was. Amazing experience. So, what we have done for that? What qualification is there? It's a causeless mercy. So, when we have sorrow in life, you know, it is said that we have to count on blessings. Now, if I suppose sometimes feel bad or very sad, I should remember, array, why should I feel bad? I was the one who was blessed by opportunity to massage the body of the Lord with such blessings. I never said, why me? Why me, my Lord? Why me only? I never said that. I was coolly massaging His body. I didn't say, let me get down and let in my place that person can come. No, I said, I will massage only. Didn't say anybody, you come. Didn't want to take a chance that I will lose also and he also will lose. But I kept on massaging. I never asked, why me only? So when miseries come, Why should I ask why me only? When blessings are coming, I'm not asking why me only. There was one famous tennis player. I don't know. So everybody is young here mostly. John Newcomb. And before that, somebody was there. I think John Newcomb only. My childhood, he was a champion. Then Bjorn Borg became champion. Then John McEnroe became champion. And then like that it happened. So I may be mistaking the name, forget the name, but there was one Wimbledon champion, okay? Couple of times he became champion. Before Bjorn Borg, 5 times, he was the champion. And he really enjoyed the glory of being champion, Wimbledon champion for record times and all. He became old and coach he became. Then also he retired and he became old man. And he contracted dreadful cancer one day, which also became public. Everybody came to know that fellow has got. So one day he was being interviewed on television. And he said that the question asked to him was, ki why the Lord should do this to you? Why the Lord should do it to you? I mean, the way he answered, you know, he's not a devotee of like Hare Krishna devotee, chanting 16 rounds, following 4 principles, and he's gone to Dham and he has a guru. So you can expect him to answer like this. But you're like, in our term, proper worldly man. Successful, famous, everything. He said, when I was winning Wimbledon continuously, I never asked the Lord, why me? Now when I got the cancer, what right I have got to ask why me only? I have enjoyed the glory for so many years and I never felt why me only? Why I should only get the kitab of champion? So I should be grateful to the Lord that he allowed me to enjoy and enjoy the glory for such a long time, and now he wishes me to have cancer, I should be equally grateful. When we have this consciousness, that time only you become successful in life. There is no other way of success in life. The success of life is you feel truly grateful for what you have, what you have been blessed with, misery or happiness, whatever is there with you, if you are grateful for that, life is successful. So let us all practice to be grateful to the Lord. And it's not easy. We know that. It's not easy. But we have so many examples of Tukaram Maharaj is there. Bandhu Mohanty is there. So many saintly people are there. They never complained to the Lord. And they went through so much, you know. But they were, even for those sufferings, they were grateful. What to speak of John Newcomb being grateful for what he got as a glory. But these saintly people were grateful for suffering also, knowing well that these sufferings are blessings of the Lord. Because these sufferings wash off all the sins, and sufferings will lead us to the Lord. The sufferings will give us spiritual power to understand the Lord. This gratitude will fill your heart with love for the Lord. So don't worry. You know, Marathi mein, Hindi mein kehte na, Dagmangana nahi aap. Don't feel shaken up. Huh? Don't feel shaken up with miseries at the present moment of life. They are all, miseries are all the pathways to tomorrow's great success and bliss. Because miseries, first of all, end the stock of your papa karma. Good thing. Miseries pave the way to success. Miseries make you humble, because if there is no misery, you become proud. But misery will become humble. Oh, I also have cancer. Oh, I also have this. I have so much money. I am so much famous. But I also have pain in the abdomen. When the beggar doesn't have pain in the abdomen. Look at me. I can't even drink. But I have got esophageal cancer. And look at the beggar. He is eating like anything. Anything rotten food for 4 days old. Because his food pipe is clear. My food pipe is blocked by cancer. So all the miseries, they pave your way back to Godhead if you are grateful for them. Brahma says that if you are grateful for the miseries that you have, you become so powerful that the kingdom of God becomes your rightful ownership. It no more remains mercy. Sadaya bhak, it is said by Brahma, that kingdom of God is not anymore mercy to you. it is your right. You are the rightful owner of the entrance of to the kingdom of God. That is, Brahma is saying in 10th canto. So we have to understand this. As happiness is long, not long-lasting, even miseries will not last long. It's only a period of time you go through. Clear your hisab, your account, but be always grateful to the Lord. When you become grateful to the Lord, even the misery that you are going through becomes less painful to you. Even during the misery also, the effect of misery becomes less painful to you just by the dint of your gratitude. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. So we will do kirtan now, 5 minutes.